Hi there, the countdown is on for the new season, and I'm back with a brand new season of Clan Chat, starting with this, the first of two summer specials. I'm Craig Anderson, and in this bumper edition, we've got five interviews for you, and an exciting competition to tell you about as we start to look ahead to the summer series of games what could lie in store for 2018-19. Well, the name Brayhead is no longer, it's a new era for the Glasgow Clan, and an exciting time for everyone involved. We reflect on the recent rebranding and talk to Gareth Chalmers, the club's Hockey and Operations Director, who gives us the inside story on how Brayhead became Glasgow. We also chat to the coach Pete Russell about how his preparations have gone, as he tells us about his excitement over the campaign ahead. And as if that isn't enough, we get an exclusive interview with the new captain, Zach Fitzgerald, as he prepares for his return to Glasgow. Plus, we look at the first two opponents of the summer series, German sides Fishtown Penguins in the DEL and second-tier Dresden Eislauen. And for that, I spoke to Penguins forward Corey Quirk and former Dresden man Matt Siddle. And we'll give away a brand new Glasgow Clan Socky jersey in our competition. So it's all happening here. Keep listening to Clan Chat. We've seen plenty of changes around the club this summer following the departure of John Tripp after the season ended and the announcement of Pete Russell to succeed him. But the most significant change is, of course, the rebranding of the club. It was announced at a recent event at 29 in Glasgow. Members of the press were invited to see what lay in store for the clan. They even let me in to observe the changes being made, and as well as the new name, we saw the new logo and even the jerseys the players will wear for the summer series. Once the presentation was completed and the Q&A session was over, I got the opportunity to talk to the Glasgow Clan and Hockey and Operations Director Gareth Chalmers, and I asked him to explain about the process involved that saw the rebranding happen.
It's a good question, very good question. We've been talking about it for about 24 months now, just on and off. It's been something that's been in my mind since I joined the club. I just feel that for the brand to continue its growth and for the organisation to grow bigger and better, we've needed to incorporate Glasgow in the name. So we started brainstorming, let's just say, about 24 months ago, decided what we wanted to do with the rebrand and a change of name. We've just had to discuss with a lot of the key partners, obviously. Discuss it with the shopping centre, discuss it with the ownership, and over the last 6 months we've decided to go ahead with it. So it's an exciting time, and we believe it's the right move.
You've got the logo and everything, you revealed everything today as well. There's been talk, there's been a lot of positivity from everyone you've spoke to so far, but what bumps in the road have you hit on the way to this point, if any?
It's always difficult changing a name in any sport. It's like people get very connected with a club's name, so we're always very conscious that we've got a fan base that a Brayhead Clan supporters. But that doesn't change anything. We're still the Clan. We're just now the Glasgow Clan. We just had to consider what effects it was going to have on. We've got a very strong relationship within two Brayhead. We've got a very strong relationship with different key partners in Renfrewshire, so it was just needing to make sure it was the right thing to do for the benefit of the club and the growth, and we'll come to the conclusion that it was the right thing to do, and this is why we're here today.
You talked about recruitment of players. It's been an issue, certainly one or two cases in the past when trying to sort of explain really where Brayhead is. Have you found it easier this summer than it's come to helping Pete build his team?
Yeah, well, we've been telling players when we've been talking to them about the rebrand and the exciting things that are going on at the club, and I think it does help. It's like I think Jerry mentioned before when we're in the press conference about TJ Keogh when we tried to sign him. It does help when you can say it up here or we're in Glasgow. Belfast have the same situation as well. Players want to go and play in Belfast. It's a world-renowned city. It's the same here in Glasgow now, and that's why I wanted to make the change, because I think it will put us a little bit more on the map. And that's no disrespect to Brayhead, but it will put us a little bit more on the map and hopefully help us with recruitment going forward.
We've seen a lot of success in Glasgow in recent years on a sporting standpoint. Rangers and Celtic obviously in here, Partick Thistle, the Glasgow Warriors, Glasgow Tigers as well, the Commonwealth Games are here just a few short years ago as well. So where can the Glasgow Clan stand in that sort of pantheon of Glasgow sports teams?
Well, I think where we are right now as a club is we've plateaued in where we are. We believe that the rebrand will help us kick on. We need to grow our corporate partnerships. We need to grow our awareness in the with the public in Glasgow. Brayhead certainly helped us put ourselves on the map. People know where Brewhead is. I think now with us being Glasgow, it'll hopefully make people realise how big the club is. I think there's still a lot of, you know, people think that the club's, you know, not the level at a time. People are quite surprised when you see there's 3,000 people coming at the building. So I think, you know, it's going to be beneficial for us on that side, where people will realise that the organisation's a bigger thing than what people realise.
And how difficult was it? Difficult, the conversation with the shopping centre, when you first broached the idea of looking to change the name? Obviously, you're losing their name. I asked the question in the press conference as well. Was it the conversation that you were dreading, maybe, out of all of them?
No. To be honest, they've always been very supportive. I sat down with them, and I sat down with Scott Martin, who's the general manager of Brewhead Leisure, and I just explained our thoughts on it and wanted to get their feedback. They've been very supportive. They weren't against it at all, and we've got a very solid relationship. They've helped us out massively over the last 8 years. And obviously, I think we've been a big selling point for the shopping centre. You know, we bring a lot of people into the building on a Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday night. So I know they were very supportive, very positive about it. And obviously, as I mentioned, the press conference, it's who Brewhead about on the shirts next year on the front of the jersey. So it just shows you that the relationship's strong.
That was Gareth Chalmers there talking about the rebrand to Glasgow Clan. Also at the rebranding event was Pete Russell, the Clan coach, who's been a busy man in putting together the team he hopes will reinvigorate the organisation's hopes in the new season. In our chat, we covered a few topics, such as the team, the season ahead that will see him coach the Great Britain national team to their first World Championships in the top flight in 25 years when they go to Slovenia next year. But I asked him to give his thoughts on the rebrand and if it was something he was on board with from the off.
I think it's, you know, for me, the identity of the club's Clan, you know, and it's the same as all clubs, like Lightning are Lightning, and, you know, Steelers are Steelers and Devils are Devils, and I think it's a pretty positive thing, and I think it, I'm guessing it'll help the business grow, you know, and people don't understand it has to grow because, you know, the big teams are up in the level, and to get closer to them, you have to make sure you can gain more income in other ways, and I'm guessing that's a big part of it, so... It's pretty cool, isn't it? It's still the Clan, and it's a nice logo, and we're still playing Brayhead, and the Brayhead Intel's still the sponsor, so it's still this kind of mix of both, isn't there?
It really is just a name change, isn't it? But let's talk about your summer. Obviously, we last spoke at the playoff finals when you were first announced as getting the job. How have you found the recruitment this summer so far, compared to maybe last year with Milton Keynes, a new team in the league?
It's hard on a new team because no one knows what they're coming to, so you really have to sell it, and I thought we had a decent team in Milton Keynes. We spoke about this before. We had a lot of bad luck. You know, I made mistakes in areas, but I think the team's shaping up good. I think we've balanced the budget well, and I think we brought back some big players that we needed, which kind of fell into place that way. I had a target list and got most of the players I wanted. It's a real tough market right now. I think people can see that with announcements everywhere else. It's really, really hard, so I wanted to get in pretty early, and I'm looking forward to it. I think we got a dressing room, the guys that want to be here, and I'm sure they're, you know, I know they're workers, and I know they're going to be good with the fan base, and they want to bring it all together and make it a happy place to be.
Was it easier getting guys like Zach Fitzgerald back, Scott Pitt, guys that knew the club really well, compared to when you're selling it to some of the new guys that you brought in?
I think one of the first players I wanted to sign was Fitzy. I felt he'd be a great addition. I think he's a blue collar hockey player, and he's a great human being, and I just seen him as a captain and somebody I could trust in the room, you know, to help me. Every coach needs that, every club needs that, and I got a lot of respect for him. The more and more I talk to him, the more I like him, so I'm excited to have him. Scott Pitt, another one, was had interest in him. So did Fitzy. They all had interest in other places. Pitt was pretty easy to get here. He loved it here and he missed it, so, you know, from Pitter came, you know, Becker a little bit, and then when I knew Becker was interested, it took a little bit longer. I just waited because there was a handful of teams after him, and I'm pretty sure the friendships helped get him over the line, because I know he loved Ryan, and he loved it in Manchester, a good time there, and they were good to him, and they're a good club, and they get a great coach, and, you know, so it was nice of him to come here, and we get him back. So I think the rest is, I got some players that I knew, and I wanted to try and get guys within the league if I could, because I just think it helps. Like, last year was hard in Milton Keynes. We never had a lot of guys that had been in the league, and when I think you need that core to help the new people you bring in.
we're only a few weeks away now from the pre-season games. Obviously exciting times, you're playing some foreign opposition as well. Are you excited about the team that you've got so far, and what can you tell us about the guys that are left to come?
I think it's going to be a tough season. The conference system's gone, so the advantage of the conference, you know, up here has disappeared. It's a challenge. You know, I mean, it was always a little plus, let's be honest, you know what I mean, being in that conference. And so now it's even keel hockey, and you know, I think it's going to be one of the best leagues ever. I think that some of the top teams have upped the level massively. But I think we've got a good team. I think we've got a solid team. I think we get players that will suit the way we're going to play, and I think we get people that are going to work hard for the club. So yeah, that makes me excited. You know, I want guys to enjoy it. You have to enjoy it. It's a long 8.5 months. Well, it's going to be 9 months nearly with pre-season, 9.5 months. So yeah, I think it's really exciting. There seems to be a bit of a buzz. Yeah, we want to improve from where we were last year and start growing again. So yeah, that's the goal, and whatever it takes us, we'll see.
And what about this season for you personally? You're starting a new job, you've put the team together as we've already discussed, you've got the carrot of the GB campaign at the end of the year as well. How big a year is this for you personally?
It's busy. You know, last year was a tough year, and it finished pretty good. So, I mean, and I went to I got a good nice job before I left, and then we won a gold medal and a group was supposed to get relegated in. I think coming here, and you know, I said before, they're probably getting a better coach than the coach they wanted last year. I think that year helped me a lot to let me see a few things about myself as well. I think this year's huge, but the most important thing's Glasgow just now. I've got to make sure that we get that right, and I don't think that's an issue. I think I'm actually quite calm about it all. Just got to be realistic where we are, and we got to have goals we want to get to. The GB thing's just, it's wild. Do you know, it's to think we're going to go and play in Pool A is just absolutely crazy. To think in May we're going to play in Team Canada and USA and Finland, and you know, it's just crazy. But the most, obviously, getting back to it, the biggest thing's here. You know, and I think it's the interesting thing here will be is how the Brits play this year, because there's a big carrot for the Brits in this league now. Everybody wants to be on that playing in a way. So, you know, Peaks and all the other guys.
He's one in particular. Yeah, he missed out this year.
Musel's a good player, and you know, Zach. And you go through them all. We get the young kid as well, and yeah, they're all going to want to go. You know, Gary Russell. They're all going to want to be part of it. Everybody believes they can be in that. So yeah, I think it's good for us as well. It'll help us get more out of everybody, I think.
That was the Clan coach Pete Russell at the recent rebranding event in Glasgow. So let's turn our attention to the roster for the 2018-19 campaign, and it's been a busy time as always, not just for the Clan, but for all the teams of course. As we record, we have 18 players on the books and ready to take on what lies ahead in the Elite Ice Hockey League, and as you heard, Pete went with players with experience of the league. Gerard Hansen and Matt Stannis comes in from Manchester Storm, as do former Clan pair Scott Pitt and Matt Becker, back after a season with former Clan coach Ryan Finnerty in Manchester, of course. Liam Healis arrives from Fife Fires, while Brendan Connolly was a big hit at Belfast Giants, and they'll be out to get one over on their former teams. Young Brits Jack Mosel and Mac Howlett are also new faces in the Glasgow Clan roster, and come with high hopes they can be a hit. Plus, we'll also extend a Purple Army welcome to Scott Tansky, Joel Rumpel, the new goalie, Rasmus Bjerrum and Tyson Wilson, and I'm sure they'll fit right in. We also welcome back Gary Russell, Zach Sullivan, Craig Peacock, Mikael Gutfeld and Matt Haywood as well, so that's the makeup of the team so far. Now, if you're being clever in counting the names as I've gone through them, you realise I've missed one of them, and that's because it's the captain, and I've purposely saved him for last. Zach Fitzgerald was Pete's second signing of the summer after leaving Sheffield Steelers at the end of last season. He went there after a year in Glasgow and is delighted to return to a place he holds dear. Of course, he's 4 years older than when he first arrived on these shores, and a lot has happened to Zach since he last wore the Clan purple. But before I got his thoughts on what lies ahead from him and from the team, I wanted to ask him about how life is with wife Crystal and how he's getting on with his newest role, fatherhood.
Amazing. Amazing. Thanks for asking. Actually, I have her in my arms right now and she's wide awake and bright-eyed, and yeah, we're just absolutely in love and couldn't be happier. So thanks for asking.
Now, you've been back with the Clan for a couple of months now, waiting for the new season to start. How much are you looking forward to seeing the Purple Army again?
Oh, it's been so long, I can't wait. Yeah, no, it's definitely the best atmosphere I've ever played in front of, and you know, that's a great element to have, especially in the Brayhead rink up there. It's perfect, you know, it's perfect size for our league, and our fans are nuts, and I can't wait to see him, and you know, the travel and all that good stuff. You know, it's something I definitely missed, and my wife and I really look forward to it. Can't wait for Finlay to meet the Purple Army.
What was it like coming back to Brayhead as a Sheffield Steelers player? And you know, bearing in mind, I think you upset a few fans as well because of your style of play.
Yeah, I think I'm excited. We, you know, in the beginning and initially, it was already hard enough to leave when we first had to make that decision. You know, we had to do what was right for the family, and at the time, that was the decision. And you know, we had a good time in Sheffield, working on finishing up my MBA, so I got a really good life addition there with that, having an MBA to hopefully further my career when I'm done. And you know, it's been a really good experience. It's been fun to play. It was actually kind of interesting for my hockey mentality. At first, it had almost taken over my mind and gotten into hockey, where I was thinking about it and not thinking about hockey and just playing the game. So it was kind of nice actually to do that. So it's been fun. We had a good experience, but Scotland definitely has a lot of special places in our heart. We got married up there. We loved it. It was our first experience overseas. The people were amazing right from the start, and it's something that we've missed, and we really look forward to seeing everybody again. So couldn't be happier to come back and play. You know, Gareth was really excited, and you know, it was exciting to meet Pete. We met up here in Sheffield for a little bit, and you know, I really like his mentality, and you know, and I think it's gonna be great for the fans. I think I love our team right now. I couldn't be more proud of Pete's recruiting. I think he's done a great job. So, all in all, very exciting.
Did Pete have to sell it much to you about coming back, given everything you've just said there about how you enjoyed your year here previously?
I think that's a good question. I think we were really open-minded at the end of the year. We knew we had a little one coming, so we had that kind of excitement going. But, you know, my wife and I, as a team, decided that we were going to, you know, decide the best path for the family. And Gareth and Pete were really active in pursuing me. And, you know, that feels really good when you have people that they want you up there. You know, they want you a part of the team, and they want you to be a leader of the team and be a part of everything. And that's really exciting. You know, that's what I want out of this. You know, I really enjoy the interaction with fans and stuff in this league, and it's quite different than back home. And you know, I really liked what Pete had to say, his mentality towards the game, the off-ice stuff, the guys, you know, what he envisioned for the Clan. And you know, just basically what he wanted to bring back to Glasgow is, you know, the excitement and stuff. I thought it was super exciting when I was up there, and I hope we can get back to that. And so, you know, he was really selling that, you know, to bring the excitement back. He wanted me to wear the C, which I take with high honor and I'm very proud of. And, you know, Gareth was very active in everything too. So I think I hope they didn't have to work too hard, because it was easy for us.
You talked about being made captain. That just leads me nicely onto my next question. Tell us, if you can, about the responsibility that role will come with it as you see it. And is it something that you feel might change your game in any way?
Craig, we're all about the segues, aren't we, buddy? We're working this well, aren't we? No, I appreciate that question. I think I definitely take the role seriously. And I'm always going to play the game hard. I'm always going to, you know, play mean and aggressive and physical. But for the majority of my career, I've had to kind of walk the line, you know, a bit, cross the line here and there, hopefully not get caught, you know, basically walk a blurry line sometimes. And, sometimes it's gotten away from me. Sometimes I've, learned from it, and I'm excited to, take on the role, because you know what, I'm going to play the same way I've always played. You know, the blurry line, I'm going to have to take a little step back from that, be a little bit smarter. You know, to be fair, I've fought some of the toughest players in the leagues, all the leagues, guys know I'm going to do it. If I have to do it, I'm going to do it. They know I will. But you know what? I don't have to go out of my way to prove anything. You know, I've kind of set that up enough. But you know what? I want to be a leader. I want to be loud in the room. You know, demand that guys work hard for Pete and the, you know, the Purple Army and Gareth and everybody involved, because I think that's necessary for me. You know, I'd like to have the least amount of penalty minutes in my career, and if they're all majors, fine. But you know what, I think that I can basically let players know verbally before I do anything physically, you know, and be smarter. I'd rather be on the penalty kill than the one sitting in the box. And if I have to take another puck in a bad place, then I have to. But I'm excited about the role. I think there's probably a lot of people that may be skeptical, and that's fine. That's okay. I'd love to prove some people wrong.
We've also had the name change from Brayhead Clan to Glasgow Clan, and I know it's something you've been on board with, but can you remember the reaction that you had when the idea was first put to you that it was likely to happen?
Yeah, actually, I've known about it for a while. It's been kind of hard to keep under wraps, but no, I think it's good for the area. You know, I think you know, Glasgow is a major city. I think, you know, taking some from what some other people have said, kind of, you know, when I first signed for Brayhead, you know, I knew it was in Scotland, but I hadn't really known where Brayhead was. So I kind of understand exactly, you know, why it needs to take place. Glasgow puts it on the map a little bit better. You know, you don't need anybody to be heard about, you know, maybe not their city being named or Brayhead being at heart. You know, I understand that. But at the same time, it's the greater Glasgow area. Glasgow's worldwide known. You know, the guy, the European council there, the guy I was talking about, I think he placed it well, that it puts things on the map better. We're still the Purple Army, still the clan, which I think is really special, because, you know, I think it brings together the family ties of Scottish history. And I think it's just cool. I'm excited, and I hope people are into it. And, you know, if they're not, we'll get them into it and go from there.
Now, as well as yourself, Scott Pitt and Matt Becker, I've also returned to the club as well. How important was it to bring guys like you who know the club well, know the setup well, after last season's disappointment? How important was that?
Yeah, I think that was one of the big factors in Gareth and Pete Plan kind of bring some known names that you know, people can relate to and are excited about. And I think it's great to have, you know, Woody's been there for years. I think it's amazing. I can't wait to play with him again. You know, I have Pitter back. I haven't played again with Bex, but I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, no, I think it's really cool to have, you know, some real familiar names that were around at exciting times. And obviously, no one wants to look too far back or anything. And I know the season last year wasn't up to par, but I hope we can start it off well here. And like I said before, I really like the makeup of our team with, you know, the returning guys and the new guys. And you know, I'm looking forward to playing with Sully again, and you know, like I said, Woody and a lot of the guys, familiar faces, and seeing a lot of the, you know, even just the guys around the rink. It's going to be great.
Now let's think back. You first came to Brayhead in 2014. You've had 3 years in Sheffield since. So what Zach Fitzgerald are we going to get in 2018 compared to that one that first came here in 2014?
I think same player, just a little more reserved, you know, a little smarter. I'm going to, you know, try to be a little bit more mentally strong for the team. It's about the team. I think when I came over, it was tough because basically my role was to agitate, to play tough, to protect my teammates, to fight when necessary, to really stir it up. You know, that role was very at the forefront. You know, but I also had a big job in playing a steady defensive game. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to play in the American League for 9 seasons because I could play. And, you know, the fighting element is a good element to have. But, you know, what I was basically getting at was I could play a little bit rougher and get away with a bit more with my stick. And when I first came to Glasgow, that was the hardest habit to drop, was the little stick things, you know, the getting in guys' face, the over-aggression. type stuff, which I've definitely, like I said before, I want to prove people wrong in a good way, but I don't need to prove anything against, you know, these guys can go on YouTube and see any of my fights. I don't need to prove anything in that sense. And I think I've realized that I can hold back a bit more and get rid of that, extra stuff, which is what I got called for a lot of minors and even, extras and majors and stuff, which I don't need that, and neither does the team. So that's, you'll basically see the same player, but a little bit more refined and a little bit more veteran status with a higher leadership role.
So what can the fans expect from this Pete Russell team, from what you know of the guys coming in? What can the fans look forward to?
I think we got really high, skilled, fast forwards. Our D-core is super solid. I think we got a really physical D-core that's gonna kind of put the fear in the opposing team in the corners. I think we're gonna play really hard defensively and physically, but smartly. And I think we also have that at the front end. You know, we got guys that are full of energy that can play physical and also exciting at the same time. So I think it's a really, really good mix. And that's why I'm so excited. And you know, I don't know our goalie personally, but from what I've seen, I like him. I like his size, and he's got a good resume and reputation. And I think it's just a really good, mix of players, and it's the right style for the Clan. I think we'll be a fast, physical, exciting team.
That was the captain, Zach Fitzgerald, on fatherhood, being the captain, and his return to Glasgow Clan. The fixture list for the new season will be out before the end of July, but everyone is looking ahead to the summer series that sees four teams from continental Europe come to Glasgow and test themselves against the Clan. It's also a chance for Pete Russell to see what his team is all about ahead of the new campaign, when we welcome German side Fishtown Penguins, Dresdner Eisleven, Hungarian side MAC Budapest, and Norwegian's Stavanger Oilers over the last two weekends in August. In the next edition of Clan Chat, we'll look at Budapest and Stavanger, so we'll concentrate on the German sides coming to Glasgow. And starting with Fishtown Penguins, it's a side who have held their own in the DEL, the top flight, for the last couple of seasons. Coached by Thomas Popiesch, they finished 9th in the DEL last season, which saw them in the playoff qualification stages, where they had to get by Iserlohn Roosters in a best of three, but it went down in the quarterfinals to Red Bull Munich, beaten in 5 games, and they lost out to the team who went on to win the playoffs in Germany. Popiesch won the DEL Coach of the Year, and it's given them the platform to believe they can build on that success this season. Players in common with the two teams is just Brendan Cook. He played for the Clan between 2010-2011 season, and he played for the Fishtown Penguins in 2012-2015, 3 years at the German side. The Penguins can be found in the north of Germany, in the city of Bremerhaven, in the state of Bremen, and it's twinned with Grimsby, among others. They last came to the UK 2 years ago when they played Belfast Giants in a couple of pre-season affairs, winning 4-3 and 7-1 against what was Derek Walser's side at the time. I wanted to know more about them, so I got in touch with Penguins forward Corey Quirk, who has signed for his third season with the DEL outfit, and I asked him if he was looking forward to coming to Glasgow.
Yeah, I mean, for our team, it's our first time going there. I know 2 years ago we went to Belfast and played against the Belfast Giants, and it was a good experience for our team to kind of get the season going for our first season of DEL, and we're looking for nothing but good things to come to Glasgow.
So what can you tell us about your team and what the Glasgow fans can expect in that game coming up soon?
Well, teams of the past, we've kind of had a smaller team that's built on speed and quickness and kind of outworking teams in the DEL, and that's how we've been successful the last couple of years. So obviously we have some turnover with different players going different places, but yeah, I'm kind of expecting the same thing from our group, But we get started on August 1st in Bremerhaven, so from there we'll see how it goes.
So what do you as a team get from playing foreign opposition, and what do you expect from this trip in particular? Because I think you're playing Nottingham as well, is that right?
Correct, yeah. It's just obviously it's a different brand of hockey. I mean, the DEL, we play those teams all year, and it's nice for players to get outside and see how other leagues compare and how their games are compared to our game, and what maybe we can, as a team, get better at. Maybe it's certain things that Glasgow and Nottingham do that will help us later on in the season. So just little things, I guess, that can prepare us for our season.
Now, you've never played in the UK, but knowing the hockey world as I do, you'll have come across guys you've played with or you know that have played in this country. So as an outsider, what is your perceptions of the Elite League from what you know?
Well, just from being around Europe for now 8 years myself, I know that the league in general has improved and gotten better and better and better. The quality of players and the quality of the UK player. I mean, I think this year they actually had a guy drafted, so that's a huge accomplishment for the country itself and how big of a step UK hockey has improved over the years.
Now, both Penguins and Clan didn't have what you would regard as successful seasons last year. You guys finished ninth and didn't get by the quarter-final stages in the playoffs. So what do these pre-season clashes do in helping set the mentality for the campaign ahead?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to build a winning culture in Bremerhaven, and we want to improve on our place from last year. I mean, the year before we finished 10th, and it was our first year in the league, and last year we finished 9th, and I think we want to keep on building up, being one of the lower budget teams in the DEL. Like I said earlier, our team has to work hard no matter who our opponent is, and I think kind of the brand of UK hockey is tough, strong, hard-nosed players, and I think obviously that will help our game going forward, playing well against these teams in the beginning of the season for kind of the later in the season when we have those matches, tough playoff game matches in our league.
Now tell us about your coach. You can help me with the pronunciation here. Thomas Popiesch. What's he like to work with?
Great. I mean, the last 2 years we've had successful teams. He's kind of a player's coach. He's a German coach that expects a lot from our players, but he also gives us freedom to play throughout our lines and kind of talk to our players and our line mates and make sure everything's smooth sailing. So it's been a pleasure for me to play for him for the last 2 years, continue to play for him. I mean, it's kind of one of the reasons I personally wanted to come back there and play for him.
Now, as I said, I mentioned the fact you guys finished 9th in the standings and didn't go beyond the quarterfinals. Uh-huh. But curiously, Thomas was awarded Coach of the Year award last year. You wouldn't say that's an accolade that's given to a coach who finished where you guys finished last year. That's a little strange, but welcome all the same, I'm sure.
Yeah. No. I said earlier, we're obviously one of the lower budget teams. I mean, obviously, we can't. That doesn't justify how hard we are as players and how good we play, but. I mean, we did a lot of good things earlier in the season, and kind of towards the end, we kind of slipped off. We had opportunities to finish top six, and Thomas obviously was a big reason why we finished where we were, and hopefully we can continue to improve on our record and kind of just take it game by game, day by day, and see where the chips lay at the end of the day.
Out of curiosity, is there an expectation, is there a minimum expectation you guys have as to where you'd like to finish this year?
I think as a group, we want to finish top six. That was kind of our goal last year, and we were kind of disappointed that we didn't finish top six, but we obviously were there in the end, and being the DEL, I mean, every game, if you look in the standings, every game is so crucial with the 3 points, and you can be in sixth place 1 week, and then the next week you lose 2 games, you can be in 9th, 10th place. So we kind of want to finish top six. I think that would be our goal, but obviously top 10 is a huge accomplishment for being in that league as well. So as long as we're top 10, I would think that would be a good realistic goal for our club.
That was Cody Quirk of Fishtown Penguins, the Clan play on Saturday the 18th of August. We move on to Dresdner Eisleben of DEL2, another German side. They're based in Dresden, to the east of the country, in the region of Saxony. They play out of the Energie Verbund Arena, which holds up to 4,200 spectators, and didn't have the best of seasons. They came 8th in the DEL2 table and went out of the playoffs at the qualifying stage to Heilbrunn Hawks. There have been some changes at the club, with Joachim Molling replacing Franz Stier this summer, as they hope to do better in the season ahead. Players in common, well, Brendan Cook again came up, again playing for the Clan in the 2010-11 season, and Dresdner was his last team before he finished up in 2016-17. Former Clan captain Ville Hamalainen is another player, an ex-player of both teams. He played for the Clan last season, of course, and the season before he was at Dresdner, where he played alongside Cook. To find out more, I spoke with one of their players from last season, Matt Siddle, whose name may be familiar to fans of the Elite League, as I got him to explain how.
Well, I played back in 2011. I played a couple months for the Fife Flyers in their inaugural season in the Elite League.
Now on to Dresdner and Glasgow Clan. We'll play them in pre-season as part of the summer series. You played for Dresdner last year. What sort of challenge can the Clan expect from them when they play in August?
Yeah, they should expect a team that's coming in hungry and expecting to be a competitive club right off the bat. I mean, there's a large chunk of that team will be staying intact and having played together last season and had a little bit of success, but not nearly as much as we all wanted. That there'll be a little bit of chemistry already early, so I would expect them to see a team that comes in and challenges and plays hard and they've got good goaltending and strong defense, and they brought some new imports in to score some more goals up front, and I think they'll be a good team.
Now, as someone who's played in a few countries now, and obviously you mentioned Fife off the bat, how did the challenge in Germany and in DEL2 compare to elsewhere?
Well, I spent five, six seasons in Austria in the Erzbank League, and then to go to the DEL2 in Germany was a little bit of a change in that there was only four imports on a DEL2 team, so it was a little bit of a different structure just in the dressing room and overall away from the rink as well, where there weren't as many imports. But it was a little bit more of a challenge. It's a bit of a younger league, and because there's only four imports on the team, you were expected to contribute and contribute consistently, which was a bit of my problem. So that was kind of the trick, was that you were expected to score goals and create offense, night in and night out.
Now, going back to the team from last year, you've played with a lot of the guys that have been kept on this year. Which of those players would you say are the key players that Dresdner have in their locker?
Yeah, well, they've got, we'll start right from the goaltending. They got a great goalie in Marco Eisen, who he had a fabulous season last year. And, he ate a lot of minutes as well. We had some injuries to our backup goalie, and, we're kind of fumbling around trying to find some support for him. So he played a lot of minutes early in the season, and he was easily our standout best player throughout the season. And then on the back end, we had a really tough injury to our captain, Peter Makolda. But it seems like he might be coming back, the last I saw, so that would be good. And there's, a lot of other veteran defensemen back there that are pretty good. And then up front, you got guys like Alexander Haller and Nick Huard and Harrison Reed, who are going to score a lot of goals. They're bringing in Jordan Axstead, who had a great season last year in the DEL2 as well. So, yeah, they've got a lot of guys that in the top two lines that are kind of two scoring lines. And then in the third and fourth line are a bit more of a checking and younger lines that are looking for energy and to mix things up a little bit.
And of course, they've changed their coach since you left the club as well. Will that present a different dynamic, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they've brought in Joachim, who's a bit more of a younger, fresher idea. Someone that is understands the current present game, and hockey's always changing, and especially in Germany, where they have a lot of kids, a lot of younger guys that want to play. I thought last year, just some of the older coaches in these leagues with younger guys, it's a little bit harder to connect and to get kind of what you're trying to do across. So I think that with Joachim, you're going to see a bit more of an up tempo, maybe even a bit more of a structured offensive game plan and a little more defensive awareness. But only time will tell.
Now, you mentioned that you had a couple of months at Fife back in 2011, and it's a very different beast to the rivalry that they have with Glasgow now, as Brayhead, as they were called before. But from your recollection, was it a venue you enjoyed going to in the brief time you were there?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? The Purple Army, the place was always packed. I mean, the whole league in general, it really is. It really is an interesting league. And as we've gotten older, I have a lot more colleagues and friends that are playing in the league, and they got nothing but good things to say about the level of play. Most people are quite surprised with how how strong and tight of a league it is, because before it was always, you know, one or two teams that were kind of running away with it, but the parity in the league now has become so much more close that it makes every game a little more interesting. So I think that yeah, it'd be fun to play in Glasgow, and that it'll be fun having Dresden there for sure. I wonder if anyone will even come from Dresden. Probably not, though.
And the last question, as I speak to you, your future's up in the air from what I've seen, and you've spoke very warmly about your time, brief time in the Elite League. Is it an opportunity you would look at again if one was to be presented to you?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I'm not really sure right now. I think that I've had a great career, and I'm not really thinking about next season. I think we've been going through a little bit of a situation with our son in Germany, but we're now back home in Vancouver, and so we just got back a few weeks ago, and it's time to just kind of relax and try to get our feet in ourselves. But realistically, I mean, I don't really think I'll be playing hockey next season, and I'm fine with that. It's been a great run, and it's fun to be able to just kind of talk about some of the old times, because there's not too many people that want to chat about Fife. In Vancouver, anyway.
That was former Fife Flyers man Matt Siddle giving us the inside track on Dresden Eidslauen, and that game takes place on Sunday the 19th of August. So that's two down, and as I said earlier, we'll look at MAC Budapest and Stavanger Oilers in the next edition of Clan Chat. Tickets for those four summer series games are available now by visiting the Glasgow Clan website, clanihc.com, and all the information you need will be right there. So now let's get to the part you've all been waiting for. It's competition time. We're giving away a new Glasgow Clan Socky shirt with Clan Chat on the back, and it could be yours if you answer a simple question, which I'm about to set you. The question is, which of our players for 2018-19 has signed from Sheffield Steelers? If you were paying attention earlier, you'll have heard it, but I'll give you the options. Is it A, Scott Pitt, B, Zach Fitzgerald, or C, Clan TV's Jerry McLaughlin? I'll read that again. Which of our players for 2018-19 signed from the Sheffield Steelers? Is it A, Scott Pitt, B, Zach Fitzgerald, or C, Clan TV's Jerry McLaughlin? To be in with a chance, all you have to do is email me, craig@brayheadclan.com. Yes, we know about the email address. Send the correct answer to me with your name, address and phone number. In the subject line, be sure and put Socky Competition. Get those entries into me by midnight on Friday the 27th of July, and we'll reveal the winner in the next edition of Clan Chat. So once again, which of our players for 2018-19 signed from Sheffield Steelers? Was it A, Scott Pitt, B, Zach Fitzgerald, or C, Clan TV's Jerry McLaughlin? I'll be back with another Clan Chat very soon as the build-up to the new season continues. So in the meantime, continue to have a great summer, and we'll be back before you know it. Latest news can be found at the website, clanihc.com, on the Facebook page, the official Glasgow Clan Facebook page, of course, and on Twitter at clanihc. You can follow us on Instagram under the same handle as well. Feedback, good or bad, is always welcome, so leave a review and we'll read some of them out in future editions. My thanks to Gareth Chalmers, Pete Russell, Zach Fitzgerald, Corey Quirk, and Matt Siddle for their time this week. And on behalf of producer Stuart Priest and myself, Dave Anderson, thank you so much for listening. We'll be talking to you soon. Bye for now.